ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Good morning, Sanhedrin, Daf Sadiq Ches. I'm going to start with the sugya on the bottom of Sadiq Zayin Amit Beis. But this is the sugya we have a machlokes Rav Shmuel, Namarayim, Rav Lazar, Rav Yeshua, the Tanayim. The Gemara's Mashvoi Summon says it's the same machlokes. And the words of Rava, Kolu Kolar Kitzim in Adavatolu Elevit Shuva Maisim Toivim. Rav holds that you need Shuva. And Shmuel is Dayul Ovid Shiyamid Be'evloi. The Gemara says, Ketanoi, that Rav Eliezer held Moisin Shuva Nim Golim and Lav Eina Nigolim. And that's like Shitas Rav, that you need Shuva. And Rav Yeshua says that Gamim Einois in Tshuva Afilu Hachi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goyaloisam. As Rashi is Meduyik, that Rashi learns Kepshuta, the Mashah is Medayik, that the Machloikis is if you need Tshuva for the Gula to happen. Shitas Rav, Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, you need Tshuva. Rashi in Devei Amasul Dayoi Gamim loy yasa tshuva, Hashem brings the gula. Rashi in Devei Maschil loy bekesef again. Rashi says over and over again, the machlokes is if you do tshuva, if you need tshuva for the gula to happen. And the Masha, yes, a shailon Rashi, l'chor, a very strong question. Hare, the Gemara says in Shittas of Yeshua, v'meinois in tshuva, as then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maimin lem melech shekzeirois of kashav kahaman, the Yisrael is in tshuva. As before in the Gemara, that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, the gula could only happen if they do tshuva, the only right to do tshuva. The only right for the gula if they do tshuva. Thus, frag the Masha. As the MS in the Oiz V'chadah Gemara, they bring down that there are many ksav yads of the Gemaras where you don't have these words in the Gemara. That would be a Gishmak of Mahalach to answer Rashi. The Medayiks and Rishainim, they quote the whole Gemara and they don't bring down these words. As if Rashi didn't have these words in the Gemara. However, it's not a Tshuva Mushlemis, because even if Rashi is not Gurus the words Yisraelis and Tshuva, Abis Gur is the word of Machzir and Lamutiv. As Mashma, you do need some sort of machzir on the motiv. The MS in the Yushalmi in Tainis Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph, when the Yushalmi brings this Gemara, the Yushalmi brings that Rabbi Lossus said this. Yeah. I know the fees, all these words, Yisrael Oysen Tshuva, machzir on the motiv, Maimin Melech Kosha, Ishitis Rabbi Eliezer, and not Rabbi Yeshua. And according to Yerushalmi, it answers a question, what the fear of Eliezer, maybe Mashiach is never going to come if Klal Yisrael doesn't do tshuva. As the Yerushalmi says, that Eliezer said that Hashem will bring a melech kosher kahaman and will cause them to do tshuva. And Mr. Ramban in Sefer Gula, Perik Bey, speaks out that Avadu Afidas of Eliezer, Avadis Moided at the end, Mashiach will come. The Rambam also in Hilchas Tshuva, Perik Zayin Halacha Hey, says according to everyone, it says lahedin the Torah that the Torah is maftiach. At the end, Klal Yisrael will do tshuva lebesayif, and Mashiach will come. As everyone's made the Mashiach's coming, Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva. The shaila is is Rabbi Eliezer held that Hashem will force the tshuva for Mashiach to come, and Rabbi Yishuv, even without tshuva, Mashiach will come. That's the way Yerushalmi learns. As in the Yerushalmi, it's clear like Rashi, which is the pashtus of the first man, the Yomer, over here also, which is Shmuel. But Frek di Masha, the Girsa of the Bavli, is Mashma not that way. The Girsa of the Bavli is Mashma. That Rabbi Yishuv also holds that you need a level of tshuva. As the Mashal learns the Gemara, but he says without Rashi, he would have learned the Gemara differently. But there's two levels of tshuva. There's tshuva mi'ava, tshuva mirtzayni ha'toiv, and tshuva when you're forced to do tshuva. And he says everyone holds that you need some level of tshuva for Mashiach to come. What is the machlaikis? Machlaikis is which darga of tshuva? Rabbi Eliezer holds that tshuva has to come from Klal Yisrael alone. It has to be their incentive, as that will cause Mashiach to come. And Rabbi Yishuv is chaylik, because Rabbi Yishuv holds that even if Hashem forces the tshuva, that's still enough level of tshuva to bring Mashiach. Just that's a little bit teichik lefize from the psukim that he brings. Rashi's mazvel psukim amashma. You don't need tshuva b'chlal. The Mashal is Mazer in the Pesukim also, that the Pesukim mean that you don't need the higher level of tshuva. Yeah, just a little bit of a doch. That's why Rashi didn't learn like the Mashal. The Shaila is, and see this Rashi, it learns the Gemara Kipshutai. How are you going to Yashiv Rashi from the Shaila of the Mashal, from Shitas Rabbi Yeshua? There's two ways of learning Rashi. One way of learning Rashi would be Al Derech the Mashal. No, Rashi goes a step weiter. Rashi holds that if the tshuva will come mitoich hechrich, as that kind of a tshuva is not strong enough to bring the gula. Over here, we're not saying that the tshuva doesn't help a chlal. Avada tshuva mitoich sar helps, but it's not strong enough of a schus that it should be maybe the gula. As Rabbi Eliezer holds, in order to bring the gula, you need the schus of tshuva. As then Klal Yisrael has to do tshuva alone. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that you don't need the schus of tshuva. As avada, you need them to do tshuva to be right, but you don't need the schus of tshuva. And if you look in the Shari Tshuva, sign the beginning of Sharishan, and sign the beginning of Shar Sheni, in the beginning of Sharishan, he speaks out the chesed of tshuva. He says, one of the chesedim of tshuva, that Hashem accepts the tshuva, even though we did it mi'eis sara, in the beginning of Shar Sheni, he explains it more. If someone mitoich sara is asking you for mechila, like someone's never sick, and he says, I'm asking mechila because he doesn't want to be sick. Shkayach. I mean, you really still want to hurt me. Just nebuch, you don't want to be sick, so you don't want to nainish. It's a very low level of mechila. Bakosh is mechila. And afilu achya, Kodesh Baruch Hu's mekabalit. Ashtein in the Shari Tshuva Klar, which is a Pashat Svara, that when the Tshuva is Mitoich HaTchak, Mitoich HaTzarav, it's a lower level of Tshuva. As thus is the Knech. Rabbi Yishuv holds that lower level of Tshuva is not strong enough to be called the Tshuva that Beschusa will be maybe the Gula. As Kom Techois Lefi Rashi is Dogzei Gishmak. The Machlaikis is, do you need the Schus of Tshuva or not to be maybe the Gula? Rabbi Eliezer says you need a schus of tshuva. See, old Klal Yisrael has to do tshuva on his own. Rabbi Yishuv holds, no, you don't need the schus of tshuva. As of course you need them to do tshuva, but you don't need the schus of tshuva to be maybe the gula. You could sustel to the Gemara. There's a Gemara later on, Kuv Beis Amid Aleph, that the Tanoim Hem Machlekes Benasha has a chilik loylam haba. As the Gemara says, they have machlokes and also tshuva or not. It's achbir. If you look in the pesukim, lahedyan divrei yom in perik beis, divrei yom beis perik lamed gimel, it says lahedyan that he did tshuva. He stopped doing avodah zara. He knocked down his avodah zara and he fixed up the things for Kodesh Baruch Hu. As it said lahedyan. But you could learn lefize what was the tshuva menashe mitoich hatzara, because he was captured by the goyim. He was menada to do tshuva if Hashem saves him. That's mamish al derech Rabbi Yishuv over here. That's a lower level tshuva. It's called not doing tshuva. that would be a mukkah, that a tshuva mitaycha tzara is a lower level tshuva. But you could be matcha, that after, even though the psukim said that he stopped doing avodah zarah, but after it wasn't b'lev shalem, after he didn't really have an emes and charata, right? One of the agree of tshuva, charata. It's not just enough azivas achet. Even though you see in the psukim that he did an azivas achet, but maybe he didn't have an emes and charata. If what we're learning here, you could be mazbe kipshuta. Memes, to answer Rashi, near you could be mazbe Rashi, even in a better oifen, al derech the first way, but a much better oifen, that the mashal learned b'das Rashi, the machlokes is, im tasu tshuva lefnei agulas, frak the mashal, it says they'll do tshuva. But near Lulei the Masha, near Rashi learns Mamish the Gemara Kipshutai. What's the Lashon of Rav? The Lashon of Rav is Kolu Kolakitza, Bena Dabatolu Yala B'tshuva. Rav was being Mechadish that there's no longer Ketz Agula, meaning all the Ketzim that were said were Kolu. As now there's no longer a case, there's no longer a time, it's totally b'tshuva. And that's what Shmuel is coming to argue on, and Shmuel is saying, no, there's a case l'gula. Even though there are many kitzim that passed already, but there's still one more left, which is the final ketz, where when this ketz happens, it's really going to happen. And that's also machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua Lefizeh. Rabbi Laza says, "Misal ois in tshuva nigalin," meaning there's no ketz. There'll be tshuva, and then it'll happen. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, there's a ketz. Now, when the ketz happens, is now Hashem will speed up the gula process and make that they should do a tshuva, that they should be right. As kom techais, lefiz der the machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel, is a machlekes, is there a ketz l'gula or not? As lefi Rav, the ketz is tshuva. There is no ketz of zman. The ketz is when they do tshuva. Lafi Shmuel, no, the ketz is a ketz. As lafi zitzman is shahemshich to the sugis hakoymes that we have, that the Gemara brings all sorts of amirayim, that bring kitzim, and the amirayim saying, no, there's no ketz, the ketz is unknown. As a hemshich to this Indian, is this sugi over here? As lafi zit, that which Rashi says, they're not going to do tshuva, Rashi doesn't mean They're not gonna do tshuva like the Masha understood. Rashi means the ketz for the gula will bring the gula process afiluim lo yaseh tshuva. Beseder, once the ketz comes, Hashem will make it that they should do tshuva. Beseder, but the gula process starts even without tshuva. That's the kavanah of Rashi. As the Masha learned in Rashi, the gula will come without tshuva. So maybe yes in the Gemara. We're saying the real pshat in Rashi is the ketz, the zman ha-gula will come without the schus of tshuva. Those are the mahalchim in Rashi. With shnei memes, it's one. Number one, Rashi's just saying that the gula won't come b'schus tshuva. And number two, Rashi's coming to say that the ketz is a ketz without tshuva. It's dama ketz that Hashem makes. One of the rayas of Rabbi Yeshua is in the pasuk Yanoichi Balti. As Rashi learns the raya from the pasuk is from two parts of the pasuk. In the beginning of the pasuk, and Loshen Baalti Eschem, which is Mashma Bal Kocha, and Beis from the Loshen of Echad Be'ir. It's Bavur, she not everyone's going to come to the Gula. One person out of a city, two people out of a mishpacha are going to make it. As Muchach, that not everyone did tshuva, only some people will be zaycha. As if you look at the Gemara later on, in Kuf Yud Aleph, there's a machlekesh, Rabbi Yechonam Reish Lakesh, and Oidam Arayim, what pshat in the pasuk is. Reish Lakesh learns kapshutai. Rakhad mehem is going to be kol ha'ir, will be zaycha, shtayim in mishpacha. Rabbi Yechonam's chaylik, he says, nichol eila kadosh baruch hu, that you should learn the pasuk like that, you're being made, the yidden that are coming. So what it means is Echad Meir Mezake Lekol Yesh Taim Mishpacha Mezake Lekol Hashpacha. According to Rashi, is learning Bidas of Yeshua. Rashi is learning like Rish Lakish. That the pasuk is saying only Echad Meir will be Zaycha. The kavan of the pasuk is who is that Echad Meir? The person who is always a tzaddik. I know there won't be a man where everyone's going to do tshuva. As the one person who's a tzaddik all along, that Echad Meir will be Zaycha, and everyone else won't be. Thus is the Gemara. Rabbi Moshe Shapiro used to say on the Gemara that Lamais it's mavur according to all man the Yomrim, Ben Lefir B'Lazar, Ben Lefir B'Yeshua, there's going to be a tshuva. As he used to say, why do we have to wait for another Melech Kasha Kahaman to Ma'ira Asana Lasa B'Tshuva? Let's just do tshuva on our own without a Melech Kasha for Haman. At the end of the day, we're going to have to do tshuva. You're going to have to do the tshuva anyway. That's why do you wait for a Melech Kasha and Yisaris and Yisurin to happen in Klal Yisrael? Let's be Ma'ir ourselves to do tshuva without it. Then, yeah. If you bring Rabbi Yechanan later on, we don't need everyone to do tshuva. Nechon Me'ez Mezake Kol Ha'ir. You never know what our tshuva could be Mezake, how much people we could be Mezake. There's a machlekes of Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua b'Rashana Daf Yoram Beis. When is the Gula Sida going to be, in Tishrei or in Nisan? As one of the Mefarshim want to say that the machlekes is Lishitasam over here. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Gula, Rabbi Elazar holds that the Gula is b'schus Hatshuva. As Rabbi Elazar Lishitasa learns that the Gula Sida will be in Tishrei, because Tishrei is the Chodesh of Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Seshimei Tshuva, Yom Kippurim, Sukkah, Tshuva, Mi'ava. The whole Tishrei is a Chodesh of Tshuva. As if it's going to happen Mishum Tshuva, it's Matim for Chodesh Tishrei. And Rabbi Yeshua holds it's not Tali B'Tshuva, it's Tali B'Ketz. As when is the Ketz? Nisan. Just like the Ketz Agula Begulas Mitzrayim was Benisan, as Kimei Seitzchem Mitzrayim and in the Flois Chazal Dashin, that the Gula of Mitzrayim is the blueprint for the Gula Asida, just like the Ketz over there was Nisan, who had then the Ketz is right to be Nisan. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara goes through the different Mosimanim, the door before Mashiach, what's going to happen, and brings different kitzim. And then Gemara brings a man diyomar, Amen David Basha Tichla Machlis Azalav Yisrael. There won't even be a small memshal in Yisrael. And a hemshich to this, Gemara says, "I'm a Ziri. I'm Reb Chanina. I'm Ben David Baji. Yichle Gasei Aruach MiYisrael. You have to get rid of the Gasei Aruach MiYisrael for Mashiach to come. As you see over here, that Gaiva is a stira to Mashiach. I want to be machav a little bit on this midah of Gaiva, how we could on the Chomer Shavai and Mez Hashem to fix it." What's pshat in the Gemara that Gaiva is a stira to Mashiach? That you have to be Yechalik Gasei Aruach Miyisrael kedei that Mashiach should come. But you be mazbe with the Gemara in Saitan Daf Hei. The Gemara dashens a pasik, Shein Afra Nina L'Tchias HaMesim. Somebody who's a Baal Gaiva won't be Zeicha L'Tchias HaMesim. And Hechan Advar Megiim Taisis over there, yes. So why doesn't it list in our Mishnah Elu Sheinam Chelik Loilam Haba Bal Gaiva? If his Afra is not come with Chias Amesim, he won't be Zeicha Loilam Haba. You see, in Nifla de Gezach, it's not so you do it to people that a Bal Gaiva is not come Loilam Haba. He's not come with Chias Amesim, and maybe he won't be Zeicha Loilam Haba. It's me Advarim Sheinam Chelik Loilam Haba. People think the problem with Gaiva is the outcome of Gaiva, the chatayim that he does. Gaiva itself is so gefährlich, it makes a person mufka from Olam Haba. The mission of his Perek Mishnah Yud Tes, that if you have Gimel Midas, Yitamidah Shel Avram, If you have another, you're like Avram. It says Nemucha. And if you have a Bal Gaiva, you're doing it to Bilam. What does it say in Bilam? It's Yerid Lugahenim, Lever Shachas. That's the only, she's Wufka from Oilam Haba. Not only is the Yerid Lugahenim Ksas, but if he's a Yerudim Lashachas, is Nebuch Kipshutai. Hazal Dash in that Pasuk on Bilam and Achi Teufel later on in the Gemara. What caused them to lose their chelik by Olam Haba was their gaiva. I said, "Kama tzarich lizar Yerovim ben Nevat." His gaiva was matched by some. He wanted everyone to be mechaberim and not melech of Yehuda. As you see, at hechon advarim megiim, at kama tzarich lizar. Shalas, what's the pshat? Why is it mufka from Olam Haba? As you could be mazbe with the hemshich of the Gemara over there in Zayta. The Gemara over there says, Anias Daka, that Kadosh Baruch Hu could only be Sheikh in a Makam of Anova. By a Bal Gaiva, Ein Aniv, who you chaylin lada biyachad. What's the schar of Olam Haba? The enemies of Hashkin, the Dveikas by Kadosh Baruch Hu. As that's only Sheikh to be in a person that Hashem wants to be Sheikh biyachad. But if Hashem doesn't want to be Sheikh biyachad with the person, as then it's not Sheikh the schar. Pasuk in Yeshayim, Perek Samach Vav. Well, ze Abit, what does Hashem look at? On even a Chay Ruach, Meniyin and Sharchu, Besharish and Eischof Gimel, when he speaks about the Midah Anova, brings down the pasuk that you see by Anova and Nisratz al Hashem. Well, ze Abit, Hashem's always looking at this person. Hashem's with an Anov, and he brings down the Hepech. It says in Mishlei Perek Tesayin Tayves Hashem Kol Kvalev. Bal Gaiv is a Teiva Bein Hashem. He doesn't want to be with him. The schar lo ilamaba is dveikus b'Hashem, nenemis v'ashchina. Somebody who's a bal gaivis, miruchik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'havdol ha'moshel, l'savir ha'sa'izen. If you go out on a date, and the boy comes, and nemuch le'aleinu, he didn't realize on the way he stepped in something that smells terrible from a sewer. The girl's not going to want to go near him to go out on a date, even to meet him in the first place. He smells disgusting. How could she go near him? It's tzar to her. As a bal gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein ani yicholin lada v'yachad, kilu, it shmecks. It doesn't smell good for Hashem. The pasuk in Yeshaya, anovim higia zman legula seichem. Why anovim? Hein antvarim. As you see over here, at Kama, it's choshev to work on the mida vanova to be marchik from gaiva. The key to Olam Haba, the key to geula, is the mida vanova. Reb Chaim Vital has a pirush on Tilim in Kapitel Ayin Tes. He's masber that the koyach of Esav, the keli of Esav, the koyach atum of Esav, is ba me hasharish al gaiva malik begamachi ram. Mishum zeh, they have the midah of shvichas damim. And if someone gets in their way, as they can't stand someone staring them, as they kill him, as mirayv gaivosam him hargim, they don't care about anyone else. They only care about themselves. As why was Klal Yisrael nenash with this, with Rome, with Esav? As he says that it's midah kenegin midah. When a person leaves the midah of gaiva to be shaylan on atzmai, meaning the person, like a person is the neshama. When he lets the midah of gaiva to be shaylan on him, he's giving koyach to the koyach hara called gaiva. As midah kenegin midah, when nenesh with the koyach hara, the keli, which is Esav, because he's the mahus of gaiva in the world. That's the reason why the gullus that we're in now is as a mele, Zakrib Chaim Vital, Zegishmak, the Pshadin Agamara. That's why Ayidea Novak, when it's Machala Gasi Ruach, will be Zeicha to the Gula. Because what gives Ace of the Koyach is the Gaiva. The Daimel says, Kotzavisvan Magdashim Ayishmal. Yishmal is the Mid of Znuski at the Yud Kam Shals Nus Yod Lalum Tisur Not Larbayim. That's what gives them the Kayach of Shlita on Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is Nimshach Basad Taiva of Inyani Arayis. That gives you Shmuel the Kayach to be Misgaber. G'day L'salik, their Shlita, you have to Misak in the Averis of Arayis. This is Nach a Knech, Nach a Beer in the Gemara, why the Gula is Tali on Anova, because the Gula is brought Mishum Gaiva. Maisif, that the Gemara says that the what was Garim the Churban, the famous Gemara in Yuma, was Sinas Chinam. Is where does Sinas Chinam come from? The Shtak, the Shroshim of Shina Lachirim is Kaiva. Person's very into himself. As number one, he looks down for no reason on other people, and Asher looks down on an Ani. A smart person looks down on someone who's not so smart. A Litvak may look down at a Chosid, an Ashkenazi may look down at a Sfardi, because he's different. As that comes from Gaiva, that's in Aschinam. Another Nakuda, if someone hurts you, is if you're a very big Bal Gaiva, it shters you gefelach, you're koyis, you hate the person. It's how dare he hurt me. It's my feelings are so chaviv and chashiv to me. How could he dare step upon my feet and cause my feelings and hurt me? As what's magbil the midas race of sinna and kas and is gaiva huadin kina. Where does kina come from, which also causes sinna schina, because I'm a bal gaiva, I think I deserve everything in the world, how come he has it and I don't? But even me, the mesak in this mid of gaiva will be mesak in the shayvish or the chere the gala sinna schina. I want to be Messiah with the Rabbeinu Yoin and Shari Tshuva Sharishin. And over there is mine, the Chav Daladi Great Tshuva, and the Ika Shvi is Kniya B'chol Alei V'Shiflos. As one of the Ikriya Tshuva is Anovas. It's very good to Gemara if it's Mikriya Tshuva. This is what you need to do, Tshuva. At least Chavav, the Rabbeinu Yoin says, a Shtarka Yisoyed, is very helpful for a lot of things, and this also. He says the reason why anova is that you have to do anova, have anova, to do tshuva, is because when a person, in order for him to be about tshuva, he has to be misak in the meat, the thing, which is the shayrish for all his averis. What's gairim all his averis? Is what's gairim all his averis? Is midas. The main midas is gaiva. As a male, the only way you could do a proper tshuva for any avera is if you are misak in the mid of gaiva, because gaiva is what causes a person to do averas. As the feel of being anyway, we have nacha avon in the Gemara. As gaiva is goyim kol averas, as a male, you have to do misak in the cher of gaiva. Ablamaisa, this is a big yisoid. Many people want to do tshuva for Lashon Hara and for other chatoyim, because they make kabbalas that I don't want to speak Lashon Hara, I don't want to hate people. You have to realize, doing tshuva, you can't just chap the avera. You have to figure out what the reason for the avera and do tshuva on the shayrish of the avera. And then the tshuva will be a successful tshuva. As when the pasuk that the Gemara brings to say that you have to be machala, the Bali Gaiva from Yisrael, is Am Ani Vidal V'Chosu B'Shem Hashem. That the Midah Nova is realizing you always need Hashem's help. And then a person is not Mitzgar. He's Mitzgar when he thinks he's special. Things are coming to him. When he realizes everything comes from Hashem, he needs Hashem, he's not Nisgar. That's what we saw in the Mishnah in Saita. Ein lanu lishayin el al avinu shabash hamayim, the last mission site, the memtesh, that it's not coming to say a klala, it's coming to say the tikkun hamatziv. When we hit that point of chosu b'Hashem, ein lanu lishayin el avinu shabash hamayim, a gaiva goes down, that we realize ein koichi v'otzim yadi asali yasachayil, I need Hashem. That'll be the rega, that will be zecha to gula. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara brings a famous memra in Yerushalayim Liftis, Elevit Staka, Shanema Siyam and Mishpat Tifta, Veshavea Bit Staka. The Gabbai Stakas love to say over this Gemara, especially in this Zman of the 3 weeks, that the Gula is Beschus HaStaka, Shanema Veshavea Bit Staka. As the Rambam in Ilchus Matnas Aniyim in Perik Yud, Halacha Aleph, says a Chiddush. The Rambam says, Chayivanu Lisohar B'mitzvah 6 Staka, Yaisa Mikol Mitzvah's Essay. He gives 3 Taimim for this Chiddush. The Taim HaShlishi is Eini Chosol Nigalin Ela B'schus HaStaka. As you see, because any soul nigal and elevate staka, a person has to be nizer in this mitzvah, mikol mitzvah sesei. Interesting, if you'd ask most people, which is the mitzvah you have to be nizer the most in? As a ben yeshiva will say Torah, some people will say kibbutz, parents will say kibbutz av v'eim, other people will say Shabbos, Emunah, chule. People give loads of answers, but very few people say staka. The Rambam, she took out of Agamar, that being that stuck is maybe the day gula. As therefore, Tzarech Lizar, the mitzvah stuck, a yaisu mikol mitzvah sesei. We myself, the Gemara on Tzadik Ches Amit Beis says, Mish Isaac Betayra begamila es chasadim nitzel michevle Mashiach. Nira, that Indian is a hemshech to this Indian. Stuck is maybe the day gula. The pshat is about stucka. Zeicha, that he should be Roy Lagula, as a male of the Chevle Mashiach doesn't happen because he's holding by the matzv of Gula already. Either Pam, you could be Maisif, Hare the Chet, that was Gayan the Churvin, or as the Gemara in Yuma says, is Sinas Chinam. As a male of the Tikkun is that is the nice and Staka, which is Abbas Chinam. But as a Gvaldiga had Gasha. A person could give staka because he wants to do a mitzvah and chapas chus for himself, which is also chashiv and also good. But to be mesakin the sinas chinam, he has to give it because he cares for the other person. And he wants to help the other person. He wants to be good by the other person. He checks up that the other person has what they need. That's why is the gula miyuyid for someone that has the staka. But you can be mazbeh oida pam, because the gizchah loy lamab is to be dovek b'Hashem and enemies of Hashchina. As what's the way that we're dovek b'Hashem? As when we're dovek b'midoysav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way we're dovek b'Hashem. We're dovek b'Hashem, one of the ways Chazal dashen is the dovek b'midoysav. When we're noig with the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as that makes us a merkava to the Shechina, that the Shechina is shagan leino. As that fatifens the schar, it makes us roi to the olam haba, the schar of nenemis of Shechina. As we're dovig b'midoysav. And that's the reason why it's matzel michevle Mashiach too. For somebody who's dovig b'Hashem, he's me'alu me'eve l'kol ma'ashiyesh b'olam hazeh. Pasuk that the Gemara dashes it from is Vishaveha Bitstaka. As Rashi and Yeshaya on this pasuk says, Vishaveha is Milashin Shuva. As a fizeh, this Gemara is a hemshech to the Gemara Kedemes, that the Gula is Ayyudei Shuva and also Ayyudei Staka, the two together. Yeah. Just a grace at Gasha, people shouldn't think like, okay, so you give Staka, you could do 100 Averis, you could do Averis all day long. As long as he gives staka, yizaycha legula. No, v'shaveha, for somebody who does tshuva, but he needs yata d'shmaya, that his tshuva should be mild, but staka. Staka helps that the tshuva should be piled. As afterwards, the Gemara brings a drasha of Alexandri b'shuvan levi, Rami k'siv, yes, the stira, k'siv b'itay, Mashiach is going to come at the right time, k'siv achishanu, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring it fast, as in v'digamara, zocha achishanu, loy zocha b'itay. The It's two times. If we're Zahu, Hashem will bring it first. Lo Zahu Biyitai. Kizeh, Shulgan Levi wants to answer Stira. That in one place it says that in Daniel it says that Mashiach is going to come bananim. In the Pasuk in Zechari it says that Mashiach comes on a chamar. As it's a stira, is he coming in bananim or is he coming with a chamar? As it's totally, if Klal Yisrael Zecher, then he'll come bananim. That's his achishano. If it's Beitai, then he'll come on a chamar. As we saw in the Gemara, that the Shinui is not only in the time when Mashiach comes, that if we're Zohar, it'll come quicker. The way Mashiach comes, it's sure that Mashiach come will change also. And with Zecha, it'll come in a Hechre Dag, it'll come in a Dag, more Mechubad. Rechaim and Parshas Bullock, Perichov Dalit, Pasuk Yud Zayin, is Masbal Pizek, of Shmak of Shad in the Pasuk. Lost in the Pasuk, when it speaks about Mashiach, Bilam was said over the Nevuah about Mashiach, it says, Darach Koichav Miyachav, Kav Shevet Miyisrael. Zarech Chaim asks, what's the double Lashon? As he says, it's going on these two Oifanim. That if they Zocha, as Hashem will do for them Nisim, and it'll be Darach Koichav Miyachav, and Mashiach will be like a Koichav, like a star. He's Moshe. There's a Zayah that says, that Tak will be Nisim with the Koichavim when Mashiach comes. If it's be'ita, if Klal Yisrael's not teichas, then it'll be just bedaga, become shavu b'Yisrael. Thus is mamish what's mavur in the Gemara. There's a difference if he comes with more nisim or less nisim. The achronim were marchiv on this Gemara b'ita achishenu. They wanted to be miyashiv a bunch of stiras that you find in Yemoi Samashiach. But this Gemara, there's two gargas of Yemoi Samashiach. There's a darga b'itoi and achishenu. As we'll give two examples of the achronim. One is a turi yevin in Rosh Hashanah, daf yir alafam in beis. Yes, the Gemara over there brings a machlekes b'lazer and Rabbi Shu if Mashiach is coming in Nisan on Tishrei. As he is in the Gemara Ervin daf mem gimel, it says if someone makes a neder, that he should be asa b'yayim b'yayim sheyav a Mashiach, he's also b'chol yom chutz miyanta v'shabbos. Frekta turi evin, why is he also b'chol yom? Haray, Mashiach could only come in Tishrei or in Nisan, if you're b'lazim and Rabbi Yeshua. Asok ter, Rabbi Yikum Yashu, with this Gemara, b'itai v'achishenu. B'lazim and Rabbi Yeshua, Mayri, on the b'itai. The b'itai is either Nisan or Tishrei. The Gemara Be'en Rebbein is Choshesh Lachishenu. He brings Be'etzim it's a Gemara in the Hemshech of the Amid. Mashiach said, he asked Mashiach, when are you coming? Hayyim. So he didn't come that day. As Mashiach said, Hayyim, Im Yishma B'Koylo. Yashtei Be'etzim in the Gemara. Every day is ready for Mashiach to come. What's the Pshad? It's not Nisan, it's not Tishrei. Hagufa, there's two Zmanim Be'itoy and Lachishenu. You can be master of the Shaila of the Masha. Masha, yes, on our Gemara that Mashiach said he's coming today. In fact, the Masha, the Gemara in Erevin says that Elio has to come the day before. That's how could Mashiach come today? The Fida Turiyevin is Dachzeya Gishmak. The Gemara in Erevin is talking about in the Be'itai. As then Elio has to come a day before. But Nachishenu, then Elio doesn't have to come a day before. And B'daymulazeg, you have in the Sefer Krasi, Placey on Yeriday, written by Rivianis and Ibshitz, and Seif Simon Kuf Yud. He says he wants to end the Simon with a David Toiv. He talks about in Yoni the Mashiach, as he asked the steer and the Ramam in Hilchus Malachim, that he's not sure if when Elio is coming. He says the Mufurish Gemara and Erevin, that we just saw that Elio will be Yavah, the Fnei Mashiach. So there, the Gemara is talking about when it's B'itai, the Seder is Elio Mashiach. Abachishenu, as then we don't know what to say, they'll be like it's Muchachana Gemara over here. Thus is the Achava of the Turi Evin and the Krasi that they kilu took out from our Gemara, that there's two Tzuras of Mashiach coming. Yash of different Nakudas, Lefiza. Gemara then brings down a story with Rishua ben Levi. Yeah. His brother Shana Mako to Elu that go to the kever. You don't know who you meet by the kever, by Reb Shimon by Yechoy. Here's Mavur Eliyo, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shechina was there also. And he asked him, Ema Sasi Mashiach. He said, Zil Shaila Lidi Dei, Hechi Yosef, Apiska de Kanta de Raimi. That's the Gersa in the Gemara that Hama brings down, that even though a chilek was taken out from the censors of that's the real Gersa. This is a shayla in the Mefarshim. Some Mefarshim learn that this is a remiza ba'alma, it's a derech mashal, it doesn't mean literally. The other Mefarshim learn that it means literally. The gula sida is mitoich rom, the maral is mazbe, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was al pischa de paro, he was in the paltern of paro, so adin the gula sida will be bedoime. As he said to Mshalm Aleichem, Rabbi Moiri to Mashiach, Am Leishalm Aleichem, Ba'alavoy, Zeliyo said, What happened? As he told him, he said, Shalom Aleichem Ba'alavoy. He says, Evtelucha Levucha La'alma Da'asi. If Mashiach said to you, Shalom Aleichem, as you see, you're going to Olam Haba. As Maral says, the biggest side, that the Gemara is coming to be Nirmaz over here. Maral says, the Gemara is coming to be Miramez, on the Kuda that you see in the Amid Beis also. And the Gemara on Amid Beis, there's a machloikis, is it kedai to be in Dorish al Mashiach Ula? And Rabba said it's not kedai, and Rabbi Yosef said it's kedai. Zok Rabbi Yosef, Eski de Esa Betula de Kufse de Chamre. Even if he doesn't see Mashiach, he sees the Chamor's Tula de Tzaya, and he's in the Tzel of the Tzaya. The Tula, the Tzel of the Kufse, the Chamre, Filu Hachi, it's kedai. As Morale is Masbir, because Be'emes Tachlis of Yemais HaMashiach is that we should be Mis'ale Lo'ilam Haba. And Yemais HaMashiach, Lashon HaMorale, is the Sulam Lo'ilam Haba. That's the famous Rambam in Seif Elchus Malachim, Lo'im Is'ave Yisrael, Limais HaMashiach, Ela Kedei Liskeis Lo'ilam Haba. Not Kedei that we should be Eichel V'Sheise to party and to eat well. But kedei to be zeicha lo'elam haba, because Yemais HaMashiach is the zman ha'chana lo'elam haba. As I bezei, Dr. Yohan Novi, if Mashiach said to you, Shalom Aleichem, as Mashiach is the ha'chana lo'elam haba, as somebody who speaks to Mashiach, that shows that he's muchen and he's going to be zeicha lo'elam haba. The Fiza the Maral is Mazbeh, the Gemara Nomad Beis also. That's why he wanted to be any Sheikhist to Mashiach, because the Zman and Mashiach is Gorhech, it's Ma'ala, it's Meraimim, a person that he should reach the Schara Godel of Olam Haba. As the mice of the other Mandiyarim that don't want, the Pashtis, it's Mishom, the Tzaris of Chevle de Mashiach. The Gemara has either eight says you could learn Torah and do Chesed. That's like you see many places, the Tziruf of Torah and Chesed. Chesed Vemes Yichaper Avoin. Oid Kama Vakama Makoimis and Shas, when the two are together, has Gvaldig Yakoiches. The Gemara says that they were worried, Shema Yigram Machet. Even by tzaddikim gdolim, they're nervous that maybe chas v'shalom there's a chet. Like you see by the biyashniya, they were supposed to be nisim and aflois, but was gigarim achet. We have to be yori from chet chas v'shalom. It shouldn't be poigim v'schar ha'godol ha'me'usad lanu. And the idach gisa Rabbi Yosef was not worried. And Rabbi Yosef said the maila that you'll be zeicha v'mois HaMashiach is kedai to be soivel all the yisurim, to be zeicha to that maila. As someone wanted a sushtal, a nice sushtal, the Gemara in Saita Memtes, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef said that you shouldn't say there's no longer anovim in the world, because there's Rabbi Yosef who was an anov. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kiyadua, Rabbi Yosef was supposed to be the Rosh Yeshiva, he was Mavater. As the mile of Rabbi Yosef was his anova, as the mile of an anov is he could be soifel kol kach harve. As that was Nakuda, why Rabbi Yosef was the miuchad of the Amorayim, he was willing to be soifel hakol, kedei to be able to reach that madrega, that maila. The fact you could be Moisef, if he wasn't looking just for himself, that madrega, but the kavod Hashem that's oila, then it's much more geshmak. Yep. In the Gemara in the Hemshech, the Gemara says, "Goes Maushmoy. What's the shame of Mashiach? As in Nakuda Maushmoy, as there's a Agdama to the Gemara, the Bemes, the shame is Magda the Mahus of the person, the Koyches and Nefesh of the person." The Shama, the Meloisius, are Shin Mem. Thus is the Mahus of a person is a shame. Because when the Gemara is saying Mashmai, and even the Gemara is what's the Ikebechina. Because the Gemara says four Shemus, which God the Mepharshim say, the Reisha of the Shemus are Mashiach, Mem, Shin, Yud, Ches, the four ways it starts. Like the fifth Shemus, Lachayra, Kinui. As Mashah speaks out that all the Shemus are true, just like Moshe Rabbeinu had seven Shemus. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu had kol kach abi koyches hanefesh, that it took seven Shemus to be magda the koyches hanefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu. As who had in Mashiach as kol kach abi koyches hanefesh, you could be magda in kol kach abi Shemus. As what is the shame? As Dvei Shila said it's Shila. Rabbi Yanai said Yunun. Chananya says it's Chananya. As it comes out, each Amoira is saying that he has the shame of Mashiach. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. As what's the Pshat? Each Amoira is saying on himself that he has the shame of Mashiach. As Maral says a Gishmak Avot, he says that the Mashiach was Kolu Kol Amailas. He was the Klil Amailas. As each Amoira understood that his name, what his Mailas HaNefesh was that were given Mishum his name. As he said, Mashiach is my name, because Mashiach will have the Mailas that I have, plus much, much more. As Elzicha have my name. As the Fiz there, it wasn't a gaiva, that my name is the name of Mashiach. Fakelt, whatever Maila I have, and each person knows the Maila of his name, as for sure Mashiach will have it. That was his kibun. That's the Mahalach of the Maral. The Pre Tzaddik in Parashas Dvarim Mois Yud Gimel, he learns not like Rashi. He learns Dvei Rav Shila Amar. Doesn't mean Rav Shila said the name was Shila. It means Dvei Rav Shila Amar, the Talmidim of Rav Shila. He says the Talmidim said that Mashiach is like the Rebbe. Thus is a Talmud. You go to someone to learn by someone, because a rabbi has to be daimalov kemalach Hashem svakas. You go to learn to someone that you feel is chashiv. As they thought that their rabbi, he was the Mashiach Shabbatar. Daima, you find in the Gemara in the Hemshech, the Gemara says that I'm a rav, imen chayu kigoyin Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. In Matthew, you're going to Neil Ish Chamudais. As you see, Rav also said it on someone else. Yeah. The Maisid is a mocker to Rashi, to to say it on yourself, because Rav Nachman said, Imin chayu kegoin ana. You see, he said it on himself also. Vinish vi, you see clear in this Gemara that there is someone in the dark that could be Mashiach. And not only that, you see clear in the next Gemara that Rav Nachman said, kegoin ana. He said he was Mashiach. He felt he was Mashiach. The Sam Sefer says, famous Sam Sefer in Chelik Vav, Simen Tzadik Ches, that in the door there's a Mashiach. He doesn't know he's Mashiach. When Hashem will be Mavasim, that he's a Mashiach, he'll know, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem told him to go do the gul. He said, not me. Because Kamai Moshe Rabbeinu thought he wasn't Mashiach. Who had in Lasag Lavoi? He'll think he wasn't Mashiach. The mice in this Gemara is a little bit of a mocker. And Rav Nachman thought he knew Mashiach was himself. Void Rav thought they knew who Mashiach was. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It could be there'll be people in the dark that think that they know who Mashiach was. But also you see that Rav was mistabik. Imen chayahu kigayin Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Imen masyahu kigayin Daniel ish chamudas. If you learn like the Svarim HaKadoshim that learn that every dar has its Mashiach shebedar, is what's Rav Sofik. L'chayra Yishlon b'divrayim from this Gemara, L'chayra and Rav was mashma that he wasn't clear. He had a tzadi min masyahu. And the haguf for sar beer, how could he be min masyahu? Array, Mashiach is going to come now. Yet, unless you'll say that he didn't mean be'emes. He just meant in min masyahu, the person who's roi lias Mashiach, it's dugma kegoin Daniel ish chamudas. Be'emes. Rashi learns that way in the Rashi learns that way that it's lav davko, it has to be muchach that way because Mashiach can't be dead. As lafi zeh, lafi the way Rashi learns, it comes back to the other Gemara when Rav Nachman said kegoin ana, as it's you could also say it's not muchach that he meant kemoyani. He's not saying he's Mashiach. Now he meant Dugmasi is Mashiach. There's a feast that would be a way to be Miyashiv the Sam Sefer that he just meant the Dugma Shali. He didn't really mean that he's Mashiach. But, yet Rashi says it on the second Memra. But if you could sushtel it back to the first Memra also. Vinishvi, the Gemara is Mavur, that you have four Shemois for Mashiach. Shela, Yenun, Hananya, and Menachem. Those are the Shemois of Mashiach, the Koiches of Mashiach. Shela, Shakol, Shaloi, Hananya, Yigayim, Hanina, the Klal Yisrael, Mechule, and Menachem, I'll bring the Nechama to Klal Yisrael. Hashem Shiyovu Meheira Shiyiska Liris Mashiach and Kol Shmoisav. As Hashem Shvizaycha Beschus the Yasik Batoira, Hashem should be Matzalosan and Michavle Mashiach. Shvizaycha to the Gvaldiga Madrega and the Godless of Yemoisa Mashiach. This Alice Yosef Yosa. This guy is Bukhariv. Tezkara Godlam Usage and Krayim Olam Haba.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.